That was You and Me by Bazzy, Marky, and G-Eazy. Good morning, I am Lance Corporal Nathan Mitchell on your Morning Powerhouse, and we are in week 4 of Critical Days of Summer. So for this hour, I'll be giving you some summer safety tips about animals and insects to avoid. Stay tuned in for the details. You're listening to Power 1575, The Eagle, serving America's best. Coming up next is Natural by Imagine Dragons. That was Royals by Lord. Imagine a creature that can dissolve human tissue with their venom and can also fly. Believe it or not, that's actually something real, and it's here in Japan, baby. Yeah, that's the Asian hornets, and you want to avoid those. They're mostly active between August and October. Also, you want to avoid the centipedes. Adults can reach 15 inches in length and can run very quickly, and when they bite, they cause severe pain, numbness, discoloration, and inflammation. So if you don't want those, just try to keep away from them. Also, try not to touch caterpillars. Brushing against their tiny hairs can cause allergic reactions, pain, itching, and a rash. And also, I don't know why you'd be playing with fire ants, but stay away from those. They're aggressive and will sting, inject venom, which causes that burning sensation that we all know and love. Also, ticks can carry viruses and cause serious diseases in humans and may be fatal, so also check to see if you got any like tick marks or on your body or so after you go hiking, or try to remove those ticks and check frequently. Also, the black widows here in Japan, a bite from the black widow can be distinguished from other insect bites by 2 puncture marks that it makes on the skin. The venom is a neurotoxin that produces pain at the bite area and then spreads to the chest, abdomen, or the entire body. All very fun things. I have your weather up next.
Here's your Iwakuni weather.
Right now in Iwakuni, it is 73 degrees outside, mostly cloudy, and your current currency exchange rate is 104 yen to the US dollar. We're in T-Core 5, seasonal condition of readiness. T-Core 5 is set through the period of June through November. And when a typhoon is approaching in T-Core 5, destructive winds or gusts are possible within 96 hours. Make sure to check out that AFN Pacific app out. It's completely free. It's got weather updates, traffic updates, and it even comes with music, and so you can listen to music on the go. And also, check out our Facebook and Instagram page out at AFN Iwakuni for more news, photos, and videos from around Marine Corps Air Station Iwakuni. I have some more music headed your way in just a bit.
Keep a safe social distance.
That was Drew Barrymore by Bryce Vine. One thing to look out for in Iwakuni is snakes, specifically the Yamakagashi. It's a thin snake, 2 to 4 feet long. It has black dots and yellow low brown bands spotted with red patterns. It has a thin neck and a triangular shaped head. It can be found in rice paddies, lakes, and marshes. They can secrete a poisonous substance that can cause blindness. Ooh. Also look out for the Mamamushi. It's 1 to 2 feet long with a triangle-shaped head, narrow neck, and flared jaw. Either grayish brown or dark brown blackish with pairs of blackish brown dots on both sides. They can be found in damp forest terrain, bamboo thickets, and even dry riverbeds. They're slow to react to things, so they might not move right away if you approach it. Coming up, I have your news and some more music. Coming up on Power 1575, The Eagle, serving America's best. That was Some Nights by Fun. We are in week 4 of Critical Days of Summer, and with it, we are talking about some animals and insects you want to stay away from. Right now I'm talking about the Japanese black bear. They live in mountainous areas and are about the same size as humans. They hibernate from December to April, so they're quite hungry in the early spring. Bears are omnivores, but 90% of a bear's diet consists of plants. Bears have a very good sense of hearing and smell. They also have sharp claws and teeth and can run up to 25 miles per hour. Ooh. So remember, even if you see a bear in the distance, you don't have a time to snap a photo. If you see one of these animals, do not panic or yell. This could agitate the bear and cause them to throw some hands. Also, the bear may chase you down if you run, so don't run. Instead, back away very slowly while making sure not to show your back to the animal and then calmly leave the area. If the bear attacks, pepper spray is also said to be an effective repellent. I've got your weather up next.
Here's your Iwakuni weather.
Right now it is 73 degrees outside and mostly cloudy. Your current currency exchange rate is 104 yen to the US dollar, and we are in T-Core 5. Seasonal condition of readiness T-Core 5 is set through the period of June through November 30th. When a typhoon is approaching in T-Core 5, destructive winds or gusts are possible within 96 hours. Make sure to check out our AFN Pacific app out. It's completely free. It's got informative stuff on there like weather updates, traffic updates, and a whole lot more, and even music. Also, check our Facebook and Instagram page out at AFN Iwakuni for more news, photos, and videos from around Marine Corps Air Station Iwakuni. Got some more music headed your way in just a bit.
Tired of eating at home?
That was Addicted to You by Avicii. Thanks for tuning into your morning powerhouse. I'm Lance Corporal Nathan Mitchell, and make sure to stay tuned in to your PM Power Play with Lance Corporal Lennon Trigoy. We'll be sharing the Navy Corpsman's birthday interview that I had with H1 Raina Reyes. They're turning 122 years, so happy birthday. Here's Shallow by Lady Gaga and Bradley.
Is there something else you're searching for?